AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. It was a very busy Sunday of high-level action in sports. We'll start with the NBA playoffs, where the Timberwolves became the first team to move on to the second round, sweeping away the Suns 122-116 as Anthony Edwards scored 40 points.
First half, you know, I got all my teammates involved, that was pretty much the game plan, get everybody involved. And then the second half, it's time to win. It's time to win.
In Philadelphia, Jalen Brunson scored more points than any Knick ever in a playoff game to put New York one win away from the second round. Here's AP's Mike Luongo with more.
Jalen Brunson led the way to move the Knicks one step closer to advancing to the second round of the NBA's Eastern Conference playoffs thanks to a 97-92 win over the 76ers. Brunson scored 15 third-quarter points, then added 9 in the fourth, including the last 5 for New York. Brunson finished with 47 for the Knicks, took a 3-1 lead in this best-of-7 series.
Found a way to just relax and breathe, not really worry about what's going on the outside, and just kept my mind right.
Joel Embiid at 27 for the Sixers.
The Pacers are also up 3-1 after beating the injury-depleted Bucks. AP's Tom McCabe was on the scene in Indianapolis.
Three-point shooting was the difference in the Pacers' 126-113 Game 4 win over the shorthanded Bucks. Indiana hit a team playoff record 22 from behind the line, and Miles Turner had 7 of them.
There were open spots, you know, for us to exploit, so a lot of it for me is just read and react, which is pretty much what our offense is.
Milwaukee was already without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Then Bobby Portis was ejected 5 minutes into the game for hitting Pacer Andrew Nimhard.
In Dallas, a game that looked like a rout turned into a nail-biter. AP's Dave Ferry has the details of the thrilling fourth game between the Clippers and Mavericks.
The Clippers walked a tightrope before tying their first-round series at 2 games apiece with a 116-111 downing of the Mavericks. Los Angeles coughed up a 31-point lead and trailed with 2:15 remaining before Paul George hit his first basket of the second half, a go-ahead three from the corner.
Got confidence in myself. You know, I can knock any shot down. And get any shot off. So I was just trying to create space and find space, and I was able to do so.
George and James Harden each finished with 33 points. Harden followed George's late tray by converting a three-point play and finished with 15 points in the fourth quarter.
Coming up, the NHL baseball and more. NHL, the Rangers became the first team to advance to round 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, sweeping out the Capitals 4-2 in Game 4. Our Craig Heist tells us how the President's Trophy winners took the opening round.
Artemi Panarin's power play goal at 3:21 of the third period snapped a 2-2 tie, and the Rangers went on to beat the Capitals 4-2 to complete a 4-game series sweep of their opening round playoff series. Head coach Peter Laviolette says his team played their best hockey in the final period.
I thought we played a real smart, hard third period. It was clearly our best period of the night, and you know, got the big power play goal to go ahead, but then defensively I thought we locked it down really good in the third.
Mika Zibanejad had 2 assists for the Blue Shirts. Jack Roslovic added an empty net goal late to seal the win.
The Avalanche grounded the Jets 5-1 to take a 3-1 lead in their series. Cale Makar had a goal and an assist for Colorado, but credits Valeri Nichushkin's hat-trick for the victory.
He's been awesome for us. Obviously, he's a train driving that front end right now, so whether it's being in front of the net or just being in the corners.
A miracle finish in Nashville had the home team and its fans singing the blues. AP's Jeremy Gover witnessed the big turnaround.
Despite using their third goaltender in 4 games due to injury, the Vancouver Canucks came from behind to beat the Nashville Predators 4-3 in overtime to take a commanding 3-1 lead in their Western Conference quarterfinal series. Brock Besser had 3 goals, including 2 in the final 3 minutes of regulation to force overtime, and Elias Lindholm scored the game winner just 1:02 into the extra frame. But the real story was goaltender Artur Shelov's. The young Latvian turned aside 27 shots in his first career playoff start and his first career playoff victory.
It's like incredible, you know, like character win. Scored like 2 goals in late in the third and managed to pull it out. And, you know, it's like great feeling, like winning back here 2 games and then coming back home.
The Oilers are also up 3-1 in their series with the Kings after a 1-0 victory. Stuart Skinner posted the shutout. Evan Bouchard scored the only goal.
To have a win, 1-0 win, is even bigger for us, knowing we can win those games that are tight. We can win those games that we need to score some more goals. But all in all, we're ready to get back home and try to finish the job Wednesday.
Baseball, the teams with the best records so far in each league completed a 3-game series, with the National League's best, the Braves, topping the American League leading Guardians 4-3 in 10 innings on Austin Riley's walk-off single. Tyler O'Neill's walk-off hit gave the Red Sox a 5-4 victory over the Cubs. The Diamondbacks edged the Mariners 3-2. In another interleague battle, Texas got two-run homers in the first innings from Adolis Garcia and Wyatt Langford. That was all the offense Bruce Bochy's defending champs needed in a 4-3 victory over the Reds.
It's always good. We talked about that before the game. Be nice to score in the first inning and work with the lead, and they gave us that. I didn't think it'd have to hold up, but it did.
In Mexico, the Astros rocked the Rockies 8-2, while in Canada, the Blue Jays snapped the Dodgers' six-game winning streak 3-1 behind Kevin Gausman. Back in the USA, the Yankees scored 15 runs Saturday night in Milwaukee, and they did it again Sunday afternoon against the Brewers, as Chuck Freemund reports.
The Yankees feasted off the Brewers' bullpen in the middle innings for their second straight blowout win, 15-5. Anthony Rizzo had four hits, including his 300th career home run.
It's a great feeling. It comes, you know, after a good 2 days offensively as a team to bust out. You know, it's a better feeling, so it's all in all, it's a good day, and it's something that I'll definitely remember.
The Yankees scored 7 runs in the sixth inning to pull away from a 4-4 tie. Anthony Volpe and Aaron Judge also homered.
Elsewhere on the diamond, in the AL, the Twins made it 7 straight wins, beating the Angels 11-5. The Athletics over the Orioles 7-6, White Sox 4, Rays 2, Tigers 4, Royals 1. In the National League, it was the Phillies 8, the Padres 6, the Giants 3, the Pirates 2. The Marlins blew a 7-0 lead, losing to the Nationals 12-9, and the Mets, down to their final strike, score 3 runs in the bottom of the 11th to top the Cardinals 4-2, with Mark Vientos finishing the comeback with a 2-run homer.
Just a great feeling. I was sitting for that one pitch the whole at-bat. I finally got in, and I put a good swing on it, and got the job done.
NASCAR. Denny Hamlin held off a hard-charging Kyle Larson over the final thrilling laps and wiggled through lap traffic to win the NASCAR Cup race by about a quarter of a second at Dover Motor Speedway. And in golf, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry won the Zurich Classic of New Orleans team event on the first hole of a playoff. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.